pictures that were in my email. I wasn't here present. But based on what I personally have seen in the pictures, I have visualized this field that you could clearly see from the road. So when they're talking about this compatibility, everything seemed like it was just going to be right there in the open to everybody. But based on the new photo that's presented tonight, that's a whole different lay of land than what I saw. So.
Well, I also appreciate the information of the location of that creek.
Me too.
I don't know if they...
Me too. That was another big one.
Clarification on the areas that they were talking about.
Huge.
That would be whatever was it, 1.2 miles
down the road
from the,
yeah,
from the location. And that was, if I remember right, that was the with the photographs of the creek that was in that was being discussed. But I think the main difference here is the reduction from 25 down to 5.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion on this?
So this is a rehearing request?
This would be an approval for a rehearing request or a denial for a rehearing request.
Well, in the same fashion.
Hopefully approval.
The other.
Is that right?
Hopefully approval and then you vote.
Yeah.
If you vote for it, it would pass in a majority.
In the same fashion that we did.
Correct.
The other two.
Yes.
Then I would make a motion to approve the rehearing request. 2023-004A.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, we have 3-2.
No.
Oh,
I'm for the...
Yeah.
Approval.
Yeah. So 3-4, 3 approve and 3 2 deny.
2.
Sorry.
Motion carried. Okay. That meeting's December the 20th.
Yes, sir.
December 20th. But notices will be sent.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we're going to move forward with public hearing 23-007, variance. Scott.
Okay, our first variance.
I have a question. Just to clarify, so we're back to square one?
Yes.
Nothing ever happened.
We'll go back to the next appeal will be on December 20, what'd you say? 20th. So we're currently setting on a planning commission denial for the stated reasons that were in that decision of record, that it's a substantial impact regarding the comfort of the surrounding residents as well as the proposed use not compatible with adjacent uses as it would have external impacts with the area. We're right back to this decision of record by the planning commission. And there'll be an appeal on December 20th against those reasons of the decision by the Planning Commission.
So that original decision by the original board stands?
It's there now. We have an appeal on that decision.
Yep.
Yes.
We're not quite back to square one.
We're not, we're square two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Moving forward with the variance.
Case number 23007B. Joseph Droge, is that right?
Drage.
Is seeking a variance from the provisions of the November 19th, 1997 setback variance that was a blanket variance that was issued to the Big Bear Resort and Marina LLC. Applicant seeking a 7-foot front property line setback, which is 3 feet less than the required 10 feet. That blanket variance was for 10 feet. To allow the applicant to construct a carport over an existing travel trailer to be 7 feet from the front property line. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 85 feet by 47 feet. It is lot 159, located in the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort. It has a travel trailer and a deck located on the property. So looking at our screen, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request, the following would apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a front setback of 7 feet, allowing for construction of a carport. Residential building permit shall be required in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So you can see it, and I know that's not very clear, but it's right there in the middle.
I got a better picture of it here if you want to look at that.
I'll zoom in on it. You can present whatever you need.
He'll zoom in.
We're zooming in. So this is your Yogi Bear Park. Clevenger Cove Road. It starts out as P Highway and then goes to Clevenger. Here's our parcel and the application. As you can see, the travel trailer sitting there. Here's the drawing provided that was in your packet. So here's some photos. I'm kind of at that corner where the road bends, looking down the lot.
Yeah, we just purchased a new RV. So I want to put a cover over it to, you know, preserve it so it lasts us for a long time. And basically right at the left front corner is where it would be 7 foot. As you go back, it kind of sits on an angle to the road and to the line. As you go back, it actually goes to the 10 foot. But up in the front corner, yeah, and then that's my deck in the back of it. Right there, it would actually be 10 foot. On the back side, but on the front side, on the front corner, it would be seven foot.
So I didn't ask you your plan. Do you see this carport over this one in the picture right here where my cursor is going? Mm-hmm. Is it something similar to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's a picture.
Not that tall, though. We're only going to go with a 14.
Pretty tall.
Yeah, we're only going to go with a 14 foot.
Okay.
And I'm familiar with that lot, so I just have a couple questions just to make sure.
Sure.
So in this request, that pretty much that camper is exactly where it's going to be at.
That's when you camper add, is staying.
Yeah, because if I remember right, your lot's actually built up quite a bit.
Right, it's actually got a rock. Well, yeah. You see the rock.
It's hard to see it now, but it is actually wall. Quite a bit yeah. up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up off the. It's probably up 2 foot at least right here.
And
then my parking is well actually
now,
parked there.
Based on that picture, put your finger. Do you see that sewer pipe right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, show me that corner. Where would your finger go? Where the corner post would go with that carport? Is it how far from the camper is it?
Well, it'll be 5 foot from this line. This is the line. It'll
yeah.
be 5 foot from there.
Just approximately.
And then approximately right there.
So you have about 2 foot off your camper, or 3 feet maybe?
About 3 feet.
3 feet, okay.
The front slide out is actually out the farthest. It's out actually.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have your slides out, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the slides out there. So when the slide out's out, that's if I didn't.
Well, if you didn't have the slide outs, you wouldn't have the room, but.
Yeah.
With the slide outs out, so we got to move it. That's where we run into the problem. And it would be the front one is causing, you know, it to be the 7 foot.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. And the guy I was talking to, he was going to run it out 50 feet, but I'm going to keep it kind of back. I don't need to cover I just want to cover the basic part of it to, you know, try to keep weather and everything off of it. So
with the slide out all the way out, you're going to cover it. And we're still going to be with the 7 feet.
Yeah. With the slide. The
extended.
With the slide out extended and the building there, with the corner of the post will be 7 foot.
The furthest thing closest to the road is going to be 7 feet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, including the overhang or whatever you've got.
Right. Yeah. The overhang will be covered. Yeah.
Which is probably about 7 feet further from the road or property line than most of the carports.
That's what
in that
I was
going to
say down there.
So,
we're understanding that the post. That the 7 foot or the very
post will be 7 foot
yeah.
off.
But the overhang is what's measured.
Including the
overhang. Well, the overhang, well, is it kind of wraps on around or does it?
It's going to, well, just kind of comes down the sides about this far.
But it doesn't stick out past the post very far.
Like a house out of the gable, so they have.
No, it does not. No.
So the overhang will not extend
any closer because, to the road.
Because even that one doesn't have an overhang.
Right? Yeah. It's going to be just like I'm having the same guy do it as the other one. I don't know if he can blow it up to see that, but it basically just comes down, and he actually had a piece put on it for guttering, which I am not going to put gutters on mine. So it actually, I guess the roof actually would just come down and stop at the
post.
At the post, yeah.
Like you said, that's minimal for Big Bear.
Yeah, if you've ever been in Big Bear, that's...
it's great that you actually took the steps to come
up right. for this. Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, they said, oh, you don't... Just put it up. And I was like, no, I'm not taking that way. I'm not taking that chance. I'll go
right
through
way.
The steps, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You guys have any questions for him?
I think they've been answered.
Okay.
What was on the other side, not the slide out, the other side?
The other side, I have a deck, and then there's a, like a, when I bought it, it had like a screened-in, like, porch. So I had, there's a deck now that comes out, yeah, right here. The deck comes out to our RV. So you walk out of the RV right onto the deck, and then we have the TV and all that stuff. Okay. You can kind of see the screened-in portion on the left there.
Well, and even if he could move that deck, first of all, there's kind of a rock bluff up above that.
There is a rock bluff there, yes.
Even if he could, all of his infrastructure is already set in place since the 80s. So that's right where it's at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I've been out there. That's tight.
Yeah. It is tight. It's not the biggest lot there, but it serves our purpose very well. So, in fact, because all of our friends are right around us there, so we're like a big group right there, so. In fact, the guy that has the other one that had Mike Barney that had the other one put up, that's part of our group. So, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Okay, we'll close this for. Was there anybody else that would like to speak on? Not really. We're down to the wire, aren't we? All right. We'll close this for board discussion then. All right. Board, do you have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Yeah. I don't think it would be any different than. Additional lots right there.
No.
I think for safety, again, I'm familiar with that lot. It won't affect anybody's vision coming up or down that road. There's a rock wall that they would hit, so there's no way to impede on anybody, even if they went off the road a little bit. I don't see that it would cause a conflict for anybody. So, with that said, does anybody have a motion they'd like to make on this?
I would move to approve variance number 23-007.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Is it 5-0?
5-0.
And then go ahead and expand on your reasoning, you know, shape of lot, size of lot, slope, what conditions.
So,
you've said some things.
Yes, I would move because it meets our definition of causing him an undue hardship due to the topography of that lot. The
perfect.
Fact that he cannot move that trailer back, and I can list out more.
You good? Yep. Nope, that's good.
Right here.
Nice work.
Nicely done.
Keep that thought.
Yes. Right. Awesome.
All right, now, just one more question if I could. Do I receive something that...
A decision of record will be generated by Marla, probably tomorrow, and I'll review it. Have you made application for your carport?
No.
Okay, so we'll make application with Presley. You can come in tomorrow and make application.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll mail you that variance. And I've been out there and looked at it, so she can issue the permit for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long do I have on the permit?
A year. But if you just don't get to it in a year, we can renew it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay,
we're going to move forward with public hearing 23-008 with Christian Corley. Scott.
So the applicant seeking a variance from the provisions of section 10.020, which is the R1 density and dimension standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant seeking a 10-foot front property line setback, which is 15 feet less than the required 25 feet, to allow for construction of a single-family home. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 133 feet by 116 feet, irregular in size, is lot number 4, phase 11, located in Emerald Point subdivision. So looking on the screen, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request 23008B, this following staff recommendations would apply unless revised by the board. Approval of that front setback of 10 feet, allowing for construction of a single-family home. A residential building permit shall be